Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday. I've really been looking forward to Wednesday. You know, it's hump day. You wake up, you're like, oh man, I've, you know, it's all downhill from here. The weekend's coming. Woo! Plus, tonight, the two-hour series season finale.
Yeah.
Oh, a Big Brother?
Yeah, Celebrity Big Brother.
Is it going away forever?
It is not, so you're right. It's not a series finale. It's just the season.
It's pretty huge for them.
Yeah, it's been good for them.
Yeah. I did not see. Was it on last night? What's today?
It wasn't. It was on Monday night.
It was
night.
Monday. And you said don't. Was that the
don't
Monday?
Bother. Yeah.
Because that's a red show, right?
So lame. Yeah. Honest to God, it's like the show's only on for 3 weeks. Don't do a retrospective. You do that when it's been 3 months. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about those. But no, I remember them all. They were all there day before yesterday.
It's a waste of time.
You know, I will say one thing that I've noticed. You know how people have tics? Everyone's got their thing.
Yep.
You know, somebody, you know, I don't know, they constantly wipe their eye or they, yeah, you know, they constantly wiggle their nose, whatever
right.
It is. Do you know what I'm going to say here?
I drink alcohol
no,
till my
no,
life
no,
goes
not,
away.
That's not the kind of tic I'm talking about.
Close.
Sometimes, I don't know, you know, people who chew their lip or bite the insides of their
sure.
mouth.
Oh,
everybody's
right.
got their thing, right?
Uh-huh. What's yours?
I don't know. I'm.
What do you mean? You just said everybody's got one.
Oh, Sarah does. Sarah does this.
I touch my hair. I do.
She
I pull.
Her hair.
I scratch the back of my head and I pull my hair up.
Yeah.
But everyone has little things.
Yeah. I'm the constantly wiping my eye.
I didn't mean to actually. That
oh, no,
wasn't
that's
directed
okay.
at you.
I'm trying to have this Claritin work for me. It's not that great. Hooman does this with his nose.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He does
this.
Is
yeah.
that like a coca thing?
Oh, cocaine.
Oh, are you on cocaine?
Cocaine. Vinny.
What does Vinny do?
Vinny does a lot of this. His he wipes
forearm
his,
over
yeah,
his eyes.
Uh-huh. With it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Wiping off.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, you know why I do
he's
that?
He's mopping the sweat off his brow
because no,
we're putting
because
the pressure
I'm told
on
you're
him.
Not. No, it's. I use that even if I have an itch. I'm told you're not supposed to touch your face
with
your
hands.
You're not.
Because it's.
I constantly do it.
That's why I do that.
I do that.
So if you see me doing that, it's because I've been told a million times, don't touch your dang face with your hands.
Do that. Maybe that'll help.
You didn't know that?
No, I definitely heard that.
Oh.
I didn't know that's what you were doing.
What does Bryn do? Bryn, like, he'll mouth his
oh, my God.
Sound.
That's funny. Whenever, no matter, even if he's playing, like, ding, ding, you see him go.
Do I still do that? I don't think I do that.
You do it. You do it when you're not paying attention. Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's funny. I'll watch you when
watch
you're playing.
Video
when
back
you're,
or something.
Yeah. Or not. I mean, whatever. Who cares? They're just little ticks. So there's someone who has...
On Big Brother.
On Big Brother. Just has one of those little gestures that they make constantly. And it's awful.
Do you know
what I'm going to say? Yeah, she's still on.
I have
on.
No idea. None.
Who does this?
I have no idea.
Lolo. Every 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
She puts her palm up to her nose, starts like at her middle finger, and pushes her. Look at what I'm doing, camera. Pushes her nose up. You will not be able to miss it now. It's incessant. I'm like, how does her nose not curling up toward her forehead? She's like, okay, I got to decide. It's like, oh my God, you got to stop
I've
doing that.
I've never seen that.
You got to, ow, I actually hurt my nose doing that. She does it constantly. I don't know. It doesn't look like her nose is running. I think it's like it's just one of those ticks you don't realize you're doing. But she's got to stop that. She's a 36-year-old virgin, for God's sake. She's laying in the bed. One of the things that happened on the Monday show, the retrospective that you don't need to watch, is she's just talking about how her heart's been broken a lot because she is not, she's saving her virginity. She's not, she's just saving it for marriage. It's a gift she wants to give to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice thing.
It's
yeah,
sure,
it
I guess. I don't know. At 36, I feel like, Jesus. And they're even going, well, how are you going to know if the guy's any good? She goes, I won't know. She's got nothing to compare it to. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
She's like, but I keep getting my heart broken. Because, you know, imagine telling, she's like, You know, you tell another adult that you're a virgin and that you're not doing it until you get married. And they're like, okay.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think that another adult who liked her would be like, okay.
And they probably like her at first.
Except that she is frightening.
She is
so frightening. So the truth is, probably a lot of guys have been like, I'm in for this ride. And she shakes them off.
Yeah.
One after another.
I'm with you. I think that she is so different. And I get
She's
it. That's
frightening,
a stressful
dude.
Situation in there. But she is... You just don't know how she's going to react.
On top of that, this building pressure to find a husband is the other thing. So on, first of all, she blows up. So there's a guy who's like, yikes. Right. And then on top of that, this constant, I need to find my husband because I'm 36 and I'm...
She has a weird jealousy thing that's going on too. Like she gets really bent if someone's talking to some... Like these are people she just met. And she's like, I'm jealous because he's talking to this other dude.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
We're the Olympians. We're supposed to be together. Yeah. What is going
on?
We're
a brotherhood.
Okay.
And then she went off on Tamar, which Tamar is also very volatile.
Yeah, I was thinking between the two of them. Mm.
They've had some.
They both lit each other up.
They have had some matches. But there's something about Seabass that this was also on Monday's show, I believe. Like, they make lists of food that they want.
Oh,
for
food.
Whatever kind of things that they want to order for themselves. And I guess that the last time she ordered fish, the Big Brother gave them a ton of fish. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it spoiled in the fridge and stunk the fridge up and, you know, it was a big mess.
That is the problem with fish. Mm. If you don't get
you
to
immediately
it
immediately
right
it.
Yeah. that night.
Yeah. Right.
Something comes up and you...
if you're not going to use it that night.
But if something comes up and you find yourself pinched for time and you end up eating PB&Js because you got to run out the door, all of a sudden that fish that you were all about is 3 days old and you're like, how'd that happen? But P.U.
Right. You don't even want to put it out. Like, you know the raccoons are coming from all the neighborhoods in the surrounding area. Like, oh my God, I smell fish. This is great.
It's like you got to keep it in your fridge till trash day.
Right. Oh my God. And then it just stinks. So apparently there was a fish incident in the house earlier this season. And then she wanted some sea bass. Lolo did. So Lolo is clearly, and she even was saying, she's like, I've had strict dietary restrictions. And she's a stick. You know, she's so fit. Like, even, like, her back, they'll show a little piece of her back, and you're just like, holy fitness freak.
Yeah.
She's really fit, which is great. And she eats a certain way.
She's an Olympian.
Right. And she, I think, wants to even be in the next Olympics, she was saying. So she's not done. She's full on training. So she asks for some fish. And Tamar, like, gets wind that she's asked for fish. Or I'm not sure how she knows it. Or maybe she saw it when she was looking at, you know, put something of her own on the list. And she wrote some funny little comment, which they don't really tell you what the comment was, but she writes something by the sea bass that Lolo has written down. Lolo loses her flipping mind. Loses her mind. Like,
she thought Tamar was making fun of her?
Or something. I wish they would say what she had written. Maybe it was like a, you know, dirty lady joke or something. Mm. It's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know that what would you mean make by her, dirty lady.
Mm, don't you? I'm not going to explain it to you. You're a grown man. I think you know what I'm talking about.
And you were once a boy.
Yes. Hello. In fact, I learned it from you and your ilk.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, whatever got said, she was so mad. I have certain restrictions on my diet. How dare you deny me? You think you're good. It's disrespectful. I'm like, oh my God. Please don't let her get out of the TV. Please don't let her get in here. Oh, she just seems like she's just so volatile. Anyway, tonight it ends, and we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. So, kids who don't like it, sorry. But then it'll be over, and you'll have months and you'll have a whole week until Survivor starts up. Anyway, I'm excited. That's 9 o'clock tonight, Vinny, and I'm sure
two
it's
hours,
2 hours.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm not watching that. Yeah. I'll watch it tomorrow.
I'll save it, yeah.
Sucks. Speaking of people who are on Big Brother right now, Lindsay Lohan's mom, Lindsay Lohan.
Dina.
Her mom, Dina's on there and revealed that she's being catfished.
No. She revealed that she has a boyfriend she hasn't met yet of 5 years.
Yeah. And everyone started yelling, you're getting catfished. In fact, the person who is the host of the catfishing show.
Nev Schulman, yeah.
On MTV was like, you're getting catfished. Let me help. Let's go ahead and help you out here.
Did Dina know when people were saying that to her in the house?
Did she know what catfish? I don't even think she knows what it is.
Yeah.
She might. Lindsay Lohan is saying, Mom, you're getting catfished.
I can help you, Mom.
Yeah. Well, she basically saying, no, Mom, don't. She says that she wishes her mom, Dina, would dump the boyfriend of 5 years after it comes out that the couple's never met. I don't know if she just hadn't told her children about this boyfriend of hers.
Probably.
Maybe somewhere deep inside her, she knows it's BS. And like Vinny said, she's getting what she needs somehow from this.
Oh, I'm sure she's excited to talk to him every day. And if she's got something happening in her life, and she probably has tried to tell her daughter, and her daughter's like a complete disaster. So there's no chance.
I have my own problems, Mom.
It's ever not about Lindsay.
Right.
So there she is, like, I got to have somebody I can tell crap to.
So the housemates all expressed concern over the fact that the two had never met, Dina and this fake boyfriend. They never even talked on FaceTime. I don't know if she's had pictures. It wouldn't matter if she'd gotten pictures because you can grab pictures of anybody off the internet.
Right.
Dina said, it's personal. He's real. I swear. It's crazy. But I'm going to marry him. It's really, really true. I talked to his ma. Lindsay, following this revelation, posted on Instagram that she supports her mom, but made it clear it might be time to find another special someone. She wrote, at Dina Lohan, so proud of you, Mommy. But no more weird hashtag catfish, please. Nev Schulman, the host of Catfish, I think he was like, OMFG, you've got to be kidding me.
He said something like, let's do this.
Yeah.
He wanted to go help her.
He was like, let's
go uncover this person.
His rep is now saying he would love to help her. He's in production now and would love to connect and make an episode if she's interested. Mm-hmm. And she should be. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get to the bottom. Because maybe they'll find out that he's totally real.
Well.
Will they?
No.
No? Nobody? No.
There's a chance.
Yep. There is. You're telling me there's a chance. There's a chance.
I mean, the real question, if I were in her life, the real question is, I need you to think back over the last 5 years, and I need you to tell me, we can talk tomorrow, we can talk next week, figure it out. How much money have you sent this person?
Ding, ding.
So if you haven't sent this person any money, then you've got a chance. There's a chance this could be.
But if you sent even a penny... This is not real. You're being catfished.
Wrong. Now, even if it's real, I would still, as a person in her life that cares about her, be like, most people want to meet.
Yeah. They want to have physical contact.
And, you know, like,
they
want to
see if there's something there. Because, look, chemically, they might be a total mismatch. You know, you ever kiss someone and there's just nothing there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's also, you know, like, look, okay, tick, tick. Mm. For what reason would the two of you not get together?
Yeah.
Something's wrong in both of the back of your minds.
Right. If you're both real people and you haven't met.
Right. To not be pushing this forward.
You're a woman who probably has to go on planes all the time. You're telling me you never got close enough to San Francisco to just hop on over to his house?
Oh, I'm out of town that week. It's weird. I know I've been taking care of my mom, but,
look.
We're going to Canada. It's weird.
Socially, people have grown weirder and weirder.
True that.
The norms are gone. So we can't really hold this up against the regular
people
date. Go out for a while.
Get
marry.
To know each other, right.
You know, there's so many different... Put it this way. Is this better or worse than the guy who's in love with a doll?
It's... just different. I'm not going to say it's better or worse than a guy who's in love with a doll.
At least she's talking to a human. It's better.
It is?
It is.
Not if she's getting scammed.
Well,
the doll's not going to scam you at least.
If she's giving money to him, then we all know that it's a scam. Yes. I'm saying in the scenario where she hasn't paid him anything, then she's getting something from this deal. And maybe anyone who's had their heart broken...
He's looking at Hooman in the
room. Hi, everyone.
Hooman, shields up.
People eventually get gun shy about this stuff, and they're all, I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
I get it. Maybe that's where she's at. She went through an ugly divorce.
She sure as did. She did. Well, we're not going to solve all her problems this morning, and we're almost completely out of time. I'm going to see if I have one little shorty. Carson Daly's Last Call show is ending after 17 years.
Oh, that's too bad. I like that guy.
He's doing all right, though.
He's got The Voice.
And the Today Show.
He's busy, and that's one of the things he's saying. He's like, look, the thing about his show, though, it's not like a live sit-down talk show. It's a package piece, and a lot of times he's not even really in it. Like, I've only seen it a few times, but I'm like, where's Carson Daly?
Is he still hosting morning radio in L.A.?
I don't know
about that.
What was he on?
Because
he's
radio. In New York every day.
Right.
Oh, I wonder if he does some kind of...
like a syndicated thing?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, syndicated, but also, tracking from another location.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's possible, yeah. People do that now. You can do your radio show from anywhere, just send in
your
audio.
Your garage.
Wherever. I like to come in here. I feel like you got to leave your house and go and sit in the place and see the people that you're working with.
Yeah.
But a lot of shows have people who are living in different cities and just pipe it in every morning.
It looks like he stopped doing radio last year.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like he's paring it down. I mean, he's got to be.
Yeah, that's what he gave his reason. It's time to put family first. This was July of last year.
Bell was an accident.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
There was no bell.
Sorry, everyone.
Well, he's got to be our age at least, if not older. And he's working his ass off. I'm sure he does want to slow it down.
Yep.
I don't blame him. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Guy gets bit by a snake after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You should watch this show. We have like an online TV show. An online show. I guess TV is not a necessary word there. You go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the link. That's the Looking Glass. I'm looking at you right now. If you were watching your computer, you'd see me. Making all my faces. What?
See if I can mind the text. My sweet Vinny's from 707. I'm watching you on the Looking Glass, and your sweatshirt looks pink, and it's pulled over your head, which makes you look like a wiener.
Oh, how sweet.
Thank you.
I would call that like a weird orange rose.
It's almost like a salmon color.
It is. Yeah. That's a nice looking shirt.
It's red.
No. Yeah. Nope, it's not red.
Will I be getting that one today, too?
I guess so, apparently, because it's red.
Hey, you could wear that on for Valentine's Day when we have to wear pink.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said tomorrow?
Tomorrow, let's take a picture.
Leave that here.
Isn't today the day?
No. Oh, were we taking the picture today? I didn't wear anything.
No, we're going to do
it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Valentine's
Day. Can you remind me today so I'll remember?
I sure can.
Thank you. I'll just never remember. I already wore my one pink shirt this week.
You did?
I did.
Got red or white at home?
I probably.
All right.
Figure it out. Just remind me. I'll figure something out. I'll just wear the same shirt two days in a week.
There you go.
Yeah. My one pink one. Anyway, you can watch the show. You can watch how we just completely devolve. Like, we start out trying to talk about one thing, and the next thing you know, we're talking about, you know, what we're all wearing to work tomorrow. It's all happening at radioalice.com/watch. There we go. Whew.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the Subaru True Love event on now.
Oh.
That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Hey, you all right?
Yes. Sorry, I'm
you okay over there?
Doing some other work right now.
All right.
Man. Yeah.
Just was like, where's my... Okay.
.com.
Here's what's happened. Thank you.
Doesn't feel right without it.
Right. Here's what's happening.
All right.
So our dude spoke yesterday. Gavin Newsom did his first State of the State address. And the bullet train.
Yeah. Felt kind of like your dad saying, sorry, kids. Can't afford it. You have to save up your allowance.
It's pricey.
I agree.
Newsom has announced he wants to scale back a few big projects happening. There's also a water plan in place with two massive tunnels under the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta to move water to Southern California. He says, we're going with one tunnel, everyone.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, that bullet train.
The $77 billion.
The one that's going to get us from Northern California to Southern California super fast and environmentally, you know,
right,
conscious. That's over.
Yeah.
Now, he did defend it by saying, stop saying bad things about Bakersfield. It's nice there. People are nice there. Mm. There's good reasons to have the train completed from Merced to Bakersfield.
Merced to Bakersfield is where it's going to...
the part that's going to be completed. Well, it's going to go from like Fresno to Bakersfield.
Yeah.
It's 163 miles.
Look, you know, I mean, it is funny because I was reading it and I just thought, I go, this, it feels like when your dad tells you you can't have something, you know, and you understand it. You're a little bummed, you know, you really wanted that thing, your fun train. But your dad is like, look, you know, I'm looking at the big picture here and we can't afford it. And so on the one hand, I mean, I think he's probably right. But I always think that, you know, 20 years go by in a blink and 20 years from now, that same train will cost $2 trillion. And that if we could have done it in today's dollars and had that infrastructure in place in order to be crumbling 20 years from now, you know, that might have been the thing to do. So I think that's a hard call that he's made, but he's the dad. So I'm going to go with what dad says.
$77 billion is way too much for a train.
Dude, it's a lot of money, but everything is in the billions. There's nothing costs a million anymore. It's all in the billions. But in 20 years, it'll be in the trillions.
The train will go from Merced, Chowchilla, Madera, Fresno, Visalia, and then down to Bakersfield.
Look, I understand the reality of it.
It's
train
to nowhere.
That thing's already under construction. That money's already spent. Yeah. Those people are already at work on it. So, sure, you finish it. And on the bright side, the people of Bakersfield can get to Fresno quickly.
Yes.
You know, he tried
to... We certainly don't want the people from Bakersfield coming here.
He just tried to go to Fresno.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
Shine it up and put some perfume on it, but that smells like you-know-what to me. Like that.
Smells like that one town. What's the name of the town on the five?
Hanford?
No. Which one? Los Banos.
Oh, Los
no.
Banos?
Wherever they have all the slaughterhouses.
The cows. Yeah.
Yeah, that one area where you're like, wow, it smells like death around here.
Anyway,
is that the train?
He did try to, you know, put some perfume on that part of the train and make us, you know, feel good about it.
Well, thanks for trying, Dad. I know it's. I just feel like it's never going to be any cheaper than $77 billion.
Well, you know that it did have a ton of problems. Sure. Most people who heard it might be coming near their neighborhood were like, "No, thanks."
Yeah, I want that train, but I don't want it to run through my neighborhood.
Not around here, please. Right. No. And I actually get that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I was looking at houses around here, and there was a train, that Caltrain, ran right past one of the houses
at. Why is this house so affordable? Oh, it's
a train.
The train
goes right through your living room.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, and then I'm talking to like the neighbors. Oh, you get used to it. I'm like, my ass, you get used to that. That is it. Come on.
There's eight houses for sale on that end of the street. No, we're all used to it. We all just have to move at once. We're all moving to the same place at once.
If you're just getting up and out, the storm is here. My own personal experience was that it rained the whole way in, but it wasn't that bad.
Right.
It was, you know, stress level 2.
Okay.
Compared to the last big storm was like 7.
Yeah.
It was really heavy. So anyway, just consider that as you're leaving the house today, because it
is
raining.
Give yourself a little extra time. That's all. It's bound to be slowdowns. It's bound to be spinouts and
hydroplaning. There's tons of stuff happening on the Bay Bridge, leading up to the Bay Bridge this morning.
Yeah, so just give yourself extra time.
I've never been to India.
No, nor have I.
I do dig Indian chicks.
Oh, man.
I'm into them.
Yeah. Bollywood, bring it on.
Yeah, it's hot.
Indian food, oh, yes. Please.
This guy, Shankar Ray, I don't know him, but here's his story. Shankar Ray lives in a rural area in northeast India. Mm-hmm. And he was recently bitten by a venomous snake while he was asleep.
Oh, that sucks.
After it happened, he knew he didn't have much time to live. So he asked his wife, Amiri, for one small favor before I die. Why are you making a face?
I'm just waiting for the rest of the story.
What do you think the favor he asked for was? Tell me what flashed through your mind.
I
only wish that's what he asked for, because what he asked for is so over the top, selfish, and beyond belief. You're like,
oh, never marry again.
No, he goes,
kill yourself with me.
Yeah.
No.
He goes, I want you. This is his small favor. He asks his wife, as he's been bitten by a poisonous snake, and he knows he's gonna die. I want us to die together and be united forever. And she says okay to it. So he bites her in the wrist, hoping to pass the venom from him to her, which of course doesn't work.
Right. And she's despondent. Well, maybe they're really in love. And I mean, is that the belief, that they're going to be joined together in the afterlife?
I don't know.
How do you spell Shankar?
Shankar is S-H-A-N-K-R.
Oh.
Doctors finally got to the house. Right after he bit her, rushed them both to the hospital. Shankar died because he'd been bitten by a venomous snake. And Amiri, the wife, she lived, thankfully, because...
Well, now she's alone, though. She's so sad.
She'll be fine.
Maybe it's no good for widows there. I don't know. What
sticking with our theme, there's another train coming in 20 minutes, Sarah. I mean, she's going to have to explain the wrist scars, but beyond that.
I was willing to give my life for my first husband.
I thought it was going to lead up to Shankar lying about being bit. She commits suicide, and there he is. He doesn't have a wife anymore.
Single.
Yay for Shankar.
I really did think it was fishy.
That's really
I've been bitten.
I was thinking along those lines.
Okay, I'll kill myself for you.
I like the way you were thinking, though. I mean, that seems...
Yeah, but like... I thought he was just trying to get a free BJ out of it and that he hadn't been bitten.
Oh!
I really did think that this is going to be a story where someone's mad because someone deceived someone else.
The million-dollar question is, could you enjoy a lap kiss as you're dying?
Well, I've never had a lap kiss, so you tell me.
I don't think you could.
You've had a lap kiss.
Not the kind you get. Because I would be that would be the last thing I asked for before I died. No, I don't want that. I'm busy dying over here. But dudes, I can see dudes going, oh, you know what I need? Just send me off with a bang real quick.
You wouldn't want to get laid?
Could you enjoy it?
Yeah, I could.
Really? It would take your mind off your dying thing.
Well, is there anything I can do to save myself?
No.
Well, then, yeah, I'll enjoy it.
All right.
I'll go out thinking this is the last wonderful moment I'll have, and then I'll pass.
Human, could you enjoy it?
Okay, so let's just, I don't know what it's like to get a snake bite or a bullet wound or anything, but if I'm shot, I just don't even know if you could get, I don't think you could salute. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh, you think it'd be too troubled by the fact that you're about to die?
Yeah, I don't even know if you would be aroused.
I don't know, right, girl?
A snake bite is not a bullet wound, I'm guessing. Maybe there's some pain, some burning pain, slight fire feeling in the injured area.
I don't know how it goes,
but
right?
It can't be like a bullet wound.
Yeah, I don't know how it would be.
Anyway,
You're not bleeding profusely from it.
I've definitely had... Never mind, I won't tell that story.
No, you got to tell it
I've
now.
When I was a young man, that because I was learning what that... area did, I'd sort of made some friction burns on myself.
And let's try sandpaper.
There were times where I had
to try Brillo pads.
I had to fight through the pain to finish.
Oh,
there's no question. It was like
thing.
I don't know that.
Was just from overuse? Do you think, or is it?
Oh yeah,
just, yeah.
And this goes
boy,
back.
This is
to
getting
what,
pain. I'm actually losing skin here.
It hurts, but I think
but
I can
still.
I'm
feeling like
persevere
that one
here.
Spot could.
Right.
Hey, do you
way
know
to
what,
stick with it then?
Do you know what kind of snake bit that guy?
I don't.
A deadly snake.
So it's the deadliest snake, the venom will kill you in 10 minutes, but they say the average is 30 to 60 minutes.
Oh. Plenty of time.
Yeah, there is plenty of time.
For.
Yes.
Right.
The one thing.
They say the bites can cause severe burning pain, swelling, and it spreads around the wound, weakness, and trouble breathing.
Trouble breathing.
Yeah.
You want to be able
That'll
to
be
get
hard
some
to
deep
fight
breaths
through.
In.
I'll play for
it. It sounds
you.
Worse than the little friction burns.
No,
I put
hurry!
On myself.
I only have 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got
hurry.
10 minutes. Talk to
okay,
you.
Hold on. Let me get in position.
So the question is being asked: are cartoons like Peppa Pig making American kids develop British accents?
Oh. Well, are they?
Peppa Pig is...
Do you watch Peppa Pig?
I do. Well, we don't watch it anymore, but we did, and I liked it a lot.
Oh, what was so great about it?
Just better by far.
Had some substance to it.
Than, no, not really, but it was just silly and fun.
Oh, are they snorting too? Did you hear that?
They do snort.
Oh, as they go down the hill.
Cute.
You watch that?
I have watched that many times, yes. God.
That's cute.
What, you don't like it?
Oh, horrible.
What do you mean horrible?
I wasn't racing that time.
That's classic kid stuff. My kid will go like this. She'll walk by me, get up halfway up the stairs, and then go, race to the top! And then... You're like, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to beat you if you're already there?
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to let your kids win.
And then
win
what happens?
Right. You know,
well, then she wins. She gets to the top and celebrates a win, and I'm still like just going, second step, third step.
You ever grab her leg and pass her?
Well, sure, of course.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
push her down.
Throw her down.
Yeah, throw her down a few steps. Yeah.
No, well, no.
And then step on her head.
Yeah. That's not fair.
Yeah.
You're not fair.
Life's not fair.
Yeah. Right. Now go to your room.
Thomas and Friends also has some accents in there.
Oh, sure. Oh. Right. Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh, my God. Did we watch that show?
Is that dumb?
Yep.
Right.
Psychologists have weighed in and say, even if your kid is developing a slight British accent from the cartoons, maybe pull them off the cartoons a little bit more, but they say eventually they'll drop that.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Mummy.
Plus,
cute, it's so
right?
cute. Oh, my God. Did you see the thing where the chimpanzees were, or what were they? Some kind of monkey was escaping from a zoo.
Oh.
And the father's filming it or whatever. Right. And the little kid is doing a running commentary that is hysterical. Oh, he's just Skyping. We've got to tell someone.
I have not
gorilla,
seen this.
Back, get back in your cage, gorilla.
It was out. I gave you the story yesterday, but it was funny because
it was hilarious.
The kid's the only one with.
With the scent, he's like, we've got to tell someone.
Everyone else
is just filming.
Filming it.
As wow. these things are running around.
Is this in Ireland? Belfast?
Yeah, yeah, Northern Ireland. Oh. Yeah.
That was your Irish accent?
No, there was an English sounding kid. Okay. I guess maybe they're visiting. Maybe it was Irish. I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Oh, hold on. Is that the audio?
No. That's probably Lumen's Lumen. Playing
oh.
stuff.
Oh.
Listening to yesterday's podcast, and I just had a realization. First, a reality show series, then a magazine photo shoot, and now a possible solo podcast series.
Yeah. Hooman.
Maybe this is the year that Hooman outgrows my favorite morning radio show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Fingers crossed. LOL.
I don't like it. Are you going to outgrow us?
Burn.
Don't outgrow us, Hooman.
Oh. It's already happened.
Oh, has it?
Oh, that didn't, I didn't say that.
Ingrate.
I'm not an ingrate.
I'm just kidding.
Here all the time.
Whatever. Go ahead and outgrow us.
Over
whatever.
Delivering every day.
Yeah, I've noticed.
The hell was that?
This is the kid.
Don't play. That's not the kid, is it?
That's the kid.
That's the kid yelling about the gorilla escaping.
Tell somebody. Yeah.
Sounds like he said he's skipping.
Escaping.
See, the kid's the only one.
And he's like bad gorilla. Do the thing. Oh my God, you can see that. I don't know where they got this big pole from, but the monkeys are so smart. They lean the pole up and they just start climbing up the pole and getting out of the enclosure. It seems like monkeys should have a top on the cage. Maybe that's just me. They're so smart.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll start with the Billboard Hot 100. I have a new song from Avril Lavigne that features Nicki Minaj and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.